Today we say hello to our listeners on two new affiliates, KBRF in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and KIML in Gillette, Wyoming. Today's feature takes a look back to World War II and a pilot getting his first taste of the war in a B-17. Historic is this edition of the American Countryside.
It's time to get back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to radiateroots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Bill Shuck grew up in Falls City, Nebraska. He volunteered to serve in World War II and found his way into the Army Air Corps.
I was assigned as a co-pilot in a B-17 and trained out in the Pacific Northwest for about 3 months, learning how to fly a B-17 and get along with 9 other guys.
Shuck and his crew flew to England and were placed in the 8th Air Force, 384th Bomb Group.
We bombed fighter bases and fighter factories and marshaling yards, which is a railroad. We were trying to disrupt the transportation to help a little bit when the invasion took place.
He saw his first air combat in October of 1943. In the beginning, the B-17s flew the missions without an escort.
The fighters could only go as far as the Dutch coast in those days. So after we got across the North Sea, then we were mostly on our own until we came back, and then they picked us up again. But then in December of 1943, they came out with a P-51, which was able to escort us most of the way.
Shuck says the planes were under attack from both the air and the ground.
You could do a little evasive action when you were attacked from the air, but the flak from the ground, you couldn't do anything about it. You just had to, if it was over the target, you just had to fly through it.
Shuck flew daytime raids, a mission that produced the most losses.
They almost discontinued the daylight raids in late 1943. The first week I was operational, we lost 154 engine bombers, and that really cut into the attack force.
We'll have more with Shuck next time as we travel the countryside. In Falls City, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.